On October 9th, 2023, Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip broke down the wall separating that area from the rest of Israel. Dozens or perhaps hundreds of terrorists poured into the rest of Israel, entering small towns and villages. Those terrorists murdered innocent women and children. As of the time of this report, about 40 hours after the initial terrorist attack, there are over 700 Israelis dead and over 2,000 wounded. The attack began on Sabbath at 6:30 in the morning. That day coincided with the eighth day, Shemini Atzeret, a day when we Jewish people gather to thank God for his blessings. The attack occurred 50 years to the month as the Yom Kippur War in 1973. And at that time, the Yom Kippur War, Israel was also hit by a surprise attack by surrounding Arab countries. Yesterday, when we gathered for our Shabbat services and our observance of the Holy Day, a decision was made concerning our services. We conducted our services as planned. We read the Torah portion and the Haftorah portion and the Brit Hadashah. Why did we continue as scheduled instead of changing everything due to the war? Because the Almighty's word is truth. Reading his word is how we derive and we maintain our strength to believe in him, even in the darkest times. We also sang to the Almighty songs of praise. Why did we sing? How could we sing? I share this with you today to help you understand what you can do now. Today, in whatever country you find yourself, sing to God for deliverance. We're going to examine an amazing battle recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. A report came to King Jehoshaphat informing him that the country had been invaded by foreign armies, the children of Moab and the children of Ammon. A great multitude had already crossed over the border and were in his land at the time of the report. King Jehoshaphat declared a fast to seek the Almighty's mercy. We're going to read verses 6 through 12. Jehoshaphat said, O Yahweh, God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest thou not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art thou not our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of the land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If when evil cometh upon us, as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, we cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold the children of Ammon and Moab, amongst the ear, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. The references which the king made are familiar to many of us. He was referring to King Solomon's prayer at the dedication of the temple at the Feast of Sukkot. That prayer is recorded in both the book of 1 Kings and 2 Chronicles. The Almighty sent a response to Jehoshaphat. We're going to read still in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 14 through 17. Then upon Jaaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of Yahweh in the midst of the congregation. He said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith Yahweh unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of the great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Joel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of Yahweh with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for Yahweh will be with you. In the next two verses, we read that the king bowed his head and his face to the ground, and all of Judah fell before the Almighty in worship. The Levites stood up to praise God with a loud voice. The next morning, the battle was to commence. And how did the king prepare us for the battle? What was his battle plan? We read verses 20 and 21. And they rose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Yahweh your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. When he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto Yahweh, that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise Yahweh, for his mercy endures forever. Notice that the singers went out leading the army. The singers are in front of the soldiers. They cried, Hodu l'Adonai ki le'olam chasdo, give thanks to the Almighty, for his mercy endures forever. Another reference to Solomon's dedication, perhaps. And what was the result of singing? What was the result of putting singers in the front lines? We read in the following verses that when the children of Israel began to sing and to praise the Almighty, God set ambushes against the children of Ammon and Moab. All the enemy troops were smitten. What can you do to support Israel during this war? What can you do to help them right now? You can pray. You can pray now. You can sing to God songs of deliverance because God answers our prayers. He delights in the prayers of the righteous. Jehoshaphat knew this, and he had the singers lead them in battle. What do you pray? One powerful way to pray is to repeat back to God his own words. We know that his words are true. So we pray with the scripture. We can pray the words that the prophet prayed in this chapter. We can pray to God, let the children of Israel be not afraid because of this attack. Because the battle is yours, Father. The battle is not ours. Let us see the salvation of Yahweh for Judah and Jerusalem. And may Yahweh be with us. What do we sing? We can sing like Jehoshaphat did. Hodu l'Adonai ki le'olam chasdo. Give thanks to the Almighty, for his mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. This is part of forever. Today is part of forever. And his mercy endures today. Sing it to him. Remind him. Tell him his own words. Even in the darkest of times, sing his praise. Our God, our King, will hear our prayers. He will hear his own words. And he will arise. May God save Israel.